Okay, Mike, it's over.
It's over.
Three intense days for Ted Thompson, for us too.
Yeah.
It's a lot of writing.
Yeah, fast you know? And furious.
I ate a lot of cookies these last 3 days.
I was on the Rice Krispie bars, actually, but...
Well, let's recap this draft. Let's All go right. through it man by man, starting with Clinton Dix, the first round pick at number 21 overall. What'd they get?
Well, they got a guy that they hope is going to be one of the added playmakers on defense. I think the interesting question with Clinton Dix coming on board is all this talk about whether Micah Hyde's going to move to safety. Maybe he stays at cornerback now, and Clinton Dix is the guy. I mean, we'll see how this plays out, but you know, obviously it was a glaring need going into the draft. You knew they were going to address it at some point, and one of the top two safeties in this draft fell to them at 21. They had to take it.
Okay, I'll take the second round pick, Devontae Adams, wide receiver. Two thumbs up. If I had three thumbs, it'd be three thumbs up. The only thing missing here is the speed. Well, you know, you can't have it all, or he's not there.
Yeah, he's not there at 53 if he runs a 4.4.
This guy catches everything, and he's bigger than his 6'1", 212 because he's got the wingspan of a 6'4" man. You're next.
Kyree Thornton on the defensive line, a guy who had trouble finding a college program initially, but played a lot of football at Southern Miss, high motor, high energy, never quit kind of guy. Fifth draft pick on the defensive line in the last 3 years. Mike Daniels is the one guy from that bunch who started to emerge last year. The Packers need more of these young defensive linemen to emerge, and Thornton's going to be right in that mix.
He's another Mike Daniels. I'll take the other third-round pick, Richard Rodgers, the tight end from Cal. This is a developmental guy. I think we have to temper whatever enthusiasm we have for him or for the position. I think we've got to ease up on that a little bit. The good part is this. Because of the move he had to make from tight end to wide receiver at Cal, he's probably a more polished route runner and receiver than he otherwise would have been. Now he's got to learn to become that inline blocker that he was a couple years ago. He's got to become a more well-rounded overall tight end.
And I thought an interesting phrase we heard both from Brian Gutekunst, the director of college scouting, and from Mike McCarthy in the comments to the media about Rodgers is natural pass catcher. He looks natural catching the ball. They feel like they can use that and then develop those other tight end skills you're talking about.
The fourth round pick, Carl Bradford, the linebacker from Arizona State, talk to us about him.
Boy, you talk about production, the sacks, the tackles for loss. I think it's 21 and a half career sacks in college, 43 tackles for loss, something like that. Really, really produced as an outside pass rusher. Brian Gutekunst said, this guy is a pass rusher. That's what he does. And the Packers are going to throw him right into the mix with Mike Neal and Nick Perry and the other guys that they have playing outside linebacker. And we'll see who emerges.
I can't help but wonder how he might impact other people. My chair's turning. How he might impact other people. Is somebody else ticketed for a move inside? I don't have any inside information.
Yeah, I don't either. Okay. We thought the Packers would add an inside linebacker in this draft. They didn't. I would be almost certain they're going to add one or two. Mike McCarthy said as much. They would add at least one or two with the undrafted free agency, which is going on right now as we speak. They're trying to sign these extra players now.
Fifth round pick, the center from Ohio State, Corey Linsley, true center. This is what he does. Mike McCarthy just joked about that. Finally, he's got a center who's a center instead of a tight end who moved to tackle or a guard who's moved to center. Now, in other words, they got a guy here that knows how to shove the ball between his legs and block somebody.
Yeah.
It's a good pick. No one's going to compare this guy to Jim Ringo. But he is a tough guy, and that is the essence of the position. The other fifth-round pick, and this is your guy here.
Jared Aberderis, wide receiver from Wisconsin. Everybody wondered, you know, where he would go in the draft. He ran a decent 40 time at the combine, 4.5, not speed burner, but a decent time, better than people thought. But then he didn't do very well in the bench press. Hugely productive guy, won that Burlsworth Award as the top walk-on, the walk-on who had the best college career. He's a guy that the Wisconsin fans love. They're going to love him as a Packer, and, you know, home state kid, Wautoma, Wisconsin, was a quarterback in high school. Just a super, super guy that I think Packer fans
are glad. It's simpler than that. He's a wide receiver drafted by the Packers. Therefore, we know he's going to be good. I mean, if this team knows how to draft any position, it's wide receiver. Okay, the sixth round pick is a cornerback from Baylor, Dimitri Goodson.
Yep.
And here are my thoughts on him. Again, this is, you love everything about him except the speed. Well, that's why he's in the sixth round.
Yeah.
He's got nice size for a cornerback, and he's very, very athletic. This is a former basketball player.
Gonzaga.
Is it possible that he is athletic enough to also be a safety someday? You see what's happening here. Corners can move to safety.
Yeah.
Safeties can't usually move to corner. The Packers, I think the problem at safety was not as big as we might have thought, and I think it got solved in round one, and now you got the last pick of the draft.
Jeff Janis, the third wide receiver of the nine picks, one-third of them, three of them wide receiver. This guy dominated at the Division II level. That's the word Ted Thompson used. Tons of touchdowns, just huge yards, set school records and everything like that. Can he make the jump from Division II to the NFL? The Packers certainly think so. He had a solid week at the Senior Bowl. He was projected as more of a mid-round guy by a lot of analysts, so the Packers got him late in the seventh round. Mike McCarthy said, boy, there's a lot more competition in that wide receiver room now. The last couple years, the Packers have lost Greg Jennings, Donald Driver, now James Jones. Mm. They just added three wide receivers in the last 2 days.
This is a draft that will always be remembered for Johnny Manziel at the beginning and Michael Sam at the end. It didn't have that kind of drama for the Packers, but I can't help but wonder, 3-4 years from now, how will we look back on this draft and the impact it will have on the Packers' 2014 season?